Chapter 8. The boyfriend wasn't what Jesse expected. Stephen Randisi was a tall, white man, maybe 30 years old, with a neatly trimmed crop of prematurely gray hair. He was a handsome man, but one with a grave, deeply etched face and light brown eyes, thousand-yard eyes. His eyes weren't red-rimmed or teary. Randisi stared directly at Lundquist and Jesse. Yet he seemed far, far away. Jesse had seen a lot of grieving faces in his time. He'd seen one in the mirror frequently over the last several months since Diana was killed. Still, Jesse thought there was more than grief in Randisi. This was grief plus. That plus didn't seem like fear or guilt or even confusion. And when Randisi pulled his left hand out of his jacket pocket, Jesse figured he knew what it was. "Lost it in Afghanistan," Randisi said, tapping the back of his prosthetic hand against the table. "I'm being fitted for a fully functional one. They tell me I should have it in a month or two. Hell of a thing, losing a piece of your body." Lundquist saw an opening. "Having your girlfriend beaten nearly to death is also a hell of a thing." "She isn't my girlfriend." "What is she then?" "We dated a few times, and we got along. Felicity said she was coming up here to see the fall foliage and asked if I wanted to tag along." "You sleeping together?" Lundquist asked. Randisi nodded. "Any problems there?" "I lost my hand and most of my forearm. The rest of me still functions pretty well, and no, we didn't have any problems there. As far as I could tell, we were a good fit in bed." "How about out of bed?" He shrugged. "We're still feeling each other out. We are kind of an odd match, I guess. She's studying for her PhD in African and African-American studies at Harvard. Me, I was helping out my dad at his auto parts store and going to Bunker Hill Community College just to keep occupied." Jesse decided to play the good cop and asked, "So, where'd you guys meet?" Randisi smiled, remembering. "Legal Seafood in Harvard Square. It was a long wait, and we both asked for tables for one. Felicity said that we should just eat together. I think maybe she saw I was looking a little lost and felt sorry for me. I don't know." He held up his prosthetic hand. "You always see in TV commercials and stuff men and women with prosthetics looking all brave and courageous. Me, I felt like a freak, like all that people could see of me was this, and all I could see was that Felicity was beautiful and kind." It went on like that for about a half hour, Lundquist's questions getting more intense, taking on accusatory tones. "Where were you last night? Why weren't you together? Did you fight? Why didn't you go running together? Was she running away from you? Can you account for your whereabouts? When did you alert the local police? Why not sooner? If you didn't beat her, who did? Did you know anyone who wanted to do her harm?" Jesse would mix in questions to ease the tension, turning things back to the more personal. His questions were more about where the relationship might have gone and what kind of future Randisi saw for himself. When they were done with him, Randisi looked pretty shaken. "One more thing," Jesse said as they parted. "You said you lost your hand and part of your forearm." "Yeah, so? How's the strength in the rest of your left arm?" "The shrapnel fucked up my biceps and shoulder, too, but they were able to put me back together well enough to save my upper arm. I'm never going to win any arm wrestling tournaments, if that's what you're asking." "What do you think?" Lundquist asked Jesse, as they made their way to his car. Jesse said, "One look at the bruises around her neck will tell you he didn't do it. She had deep bruising on both sides of her neck. Maybe he had help. I don't know, Brian. I'd be looking somewhere else. I'll check him out anyway. So, if not him?" Jesse said, "Randisi says she went jogging. Should be easy enough to find witnesses. Not many black faces in Swan Harbor. My guess, she ran along the beach. That's where a lot of folks in Paradise do their running." "Good supposition, Jesse. It was the beach. There was what looked to be sand in her hair, under her fingernails and between her toes. That was only a cursory exam, and, Jesse..." The word that he wrote on her. Let's keep that between us. No one's going to hear it from me, but a lot of locals and troopers saw it. I asked Officer Daniels to keep it quiet, but you might have some trouble containing it. I know. The whole damn Swan Harbor PD was there. Lundquist shook his head in disgust. It was like they all came for a peek. I'll be able to keep the troopers quiet, at least. Come on, let me get you back to your vehicle. Will you please send over the old file on the Portugal woman's murder? I don't know what relevance it'll have, but I have to be thorough. Sure. Soon as I get back to Paradise. And, Brian, keep me in the loop. I don't have a good feeling about this one. Let me know if she survives. A woman was beaten into unconsciousness. What's that to feel good about? Jesse had no answer for that.